welcome to, is this week two or week three?
This is week three now.
We are week three into the Atlas Podcast church setup.
Yeah. Quarantine podcast.
Quarantine podcast.
Here we go.
It's now becoming novel. It's now becoming, we're finding our legs, actually. I was real happy with how things went last week.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So we're going.
I also think that we luckily have a little bit of a step up from where a lot of people in our similar boat are finding themselves. Like we're seeing some other organizations flounder a little bit about how to do this. So
yeah,
I feel like we've got a little bit of a leg up. So that's nice.
We are choosing not to record in the sanctuary.
Right.
TJ's in his basement.
Yep, it's true.
I'm in my office.
Yeah.
We are not engaging each other. We are watching. We have like 12 pieces of technology going on to make this happen.
Yeah, that's true.
We're FaceTiming and recording.
I'm excited to like eventually by the end of all of this, we're going to have figured out like this is the best possible way to record two people at a distance.
Yeah. And then, we're doing a lot better than those suckers on. I was watching my favorite cable news channel the other day, and they had an interview. And man, the technology just wasn't there. They kept talking over each other. They couldn't figure it out. So
it can be real rough if you're not doing it right. So
we're just TJ Wilson, sound professional. See, TJ Wilson is also going to add a new title to his resume.
Yeah,
and that
doctor.
Would be
no. I'm not going to be a doctor.
That would be father.
Yeah.
On Friday.
On
TJ,
Friday.
Man,
so,
congratulations.
Thanks.
On Friday, you had a baby.
By the time everyone's hearing this, I am a father. I'm not when I'm saying that, so it still feels really weird.
Because it is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is it Wednesday or is it Tuesday?
Oh, I don't even know.
See,
I need
under
one of those
quarantine.
Big day things that tells me what day. like. That's right. Something big, because I cannot keep the day straight right now.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start etching little marks in the wall like they do on, you know, on Castaway.
Like in prison?
Yeah. I mean, it's day 183 of my incarceration.
Yeah. It's a great
idea.
But
hey, so yeah, father and sound engineer. And so all of Atlas celebrates with you and Joni.
Thanks.
And the Wilsack child.
We're pretty excited.
So do you have an, so since it's Sunday, what's your baby's name?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's not Sunday, so I'm not telling you. Good try. Jeff.
I would walk out and celebrate in front of my wife. I know the name. And then she would make fun of me because she would say something like, well, did you remember it? And I would say, no, I didn't remember. Because that's how I roll. What's your favorite thing about staying at home here the last, how long have you guys been inside? You've been inside at least a week.
Yeah, we started our official quarantine a week ago. We've been more or less at home for about a week and a half. But yeah, it's been a week of our real quarantine for us. My favorite thing is that I don't have to wear pants every day. I hate pants and I love not having to wear pants. It's pretty great.
So is that like you in boxers or are you doing the full on sweat? Oh, I see. Not like
real pants. Like I wear pants that I would not wear outside of the house.
Does Joni have anything to say about your pantsless?
She doesn't mind. It's fine.
It's just,
right? Yeah. I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway, so it's fine.
Well, I am starting to try to make afternoons movie afternoon.
So
I'm working in the morning and trying to watch more movies. And
yeah. That's a great way to spend your time.
I enjoyed it. I watched Crocodile Dundee. For the first time in 30 years, really enjoyed it.
Nice.
It's got a lot of those 80s things you shouldn't say in a movie going on there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But man, all 80s movies, except for
maybe
Home
even
Alone.
A lot of the 90s stuff is, there's some, we've come a long way in the last few years.
We have come a long way.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Lazy Day movie?
No, not a favorite.
Yeah.
No, there's lots of things I like watching, but nothing that's favorite.
Boom. Yeah. I watched The Martian. I sort of, I didn't even realize that I'm watching movies about isolation. Yeah. And like people being thrown out of their comfort zone. Yeah. But, hey, we're going
to. You're just drawn to it, apparently.
That's right. But it was good for my heart to watch The Martian because it's a person who's isolated, overcoming obstacles. This guy puts on a mindset. Sure. We're going to get through this.
Yeah.
Communicating with everybody online. It's
perfect.
Know?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm Matt Damon. The Adamsons are crushing it.
Yeah.
Supplying Greeley doctors with all sorts of face masks. There right. What was it? Well, we got like 120 people collecting yeah. materials and making
that last count.
Yeah. Gear. So well done, everyone who has been involved in that. You make me so proud to be your friends. I'm just so thrilled to see, you know, there's not a lot of us can do, but there are some things that can be done, and man, y'all are just stepping up huge.
Yeah. And two things to add on that. One, my sister mentioned today that like what she's doing with her extra masks is she's just keeping them in the car. And then when people ask her about them at the grocery store, she has a couple to just hand out.
Ooh.
So she just has them with her. So when people are like, where'd you get those? If you have some, I'll buy them from you. And she could just give them away.
Because
she has a couple extras.
Huh.
Yeah, so I thought that was a really interesting way to think about that.
Yeah.
Just having a few that you just carry around. And it's like,
yeah.
Where'd you get your mask? Here's one. You can have this one.
So. Clean it first because you might be sick.
right. Yeah. And then the other thing is if you want to learn more, if you want to be involved in that, there is a Google form on our Facebook page. Go to that. Looking for Atlas Greeley. And our Facebook will have more info about that.
So. Most of you know this. The way that we're communicating right now is primarily through our Facebook.
Right.
And I bet you came across the audio on the Facebook. So there you go. Winning. So.
Yeah.
All right.
It's great.
Well, let's get into this, eh?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Take it away, Ari.
Songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hithered by thy I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Seal it for thy courts above.
This is Jeff. We're going to be reading from Titus 1. This is the first verse. Paul, a servant of God and Christ's agent for promoting the faith among God's chosen people, to teach others the truth that leads to godliness and the hope of the life of the age to come, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time, and which now at his appointed season has brought to light. Grace and peace be yours in abundance from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. I'm going to pray for us. We'll get into this. Living God, thank you for our connection to one another, for the life that we share together, for the hope that you speak over us, and for your constant shielding us from all those things that would war against our souls. May we see your power at work within us and in the world, and may we join you in the work that you are doing. In the name of Jesus, amen. So we are skipping two books ahead. We are going to skip 1 and 2 Timothy and jump into Titus, and we will come back to those books after Easter. But for now, we're going to jump into Titus. Titus is a book written by Paul to one of his students who is a pastor on the island of Crete. And Crete is kind of a port town. It's a place that Paul thinks is debaucherous. Lots of wickedness in the lifestyles of the Cretans. And so he's speaking to someone who's young, who is a pastor in an environment that's probably pretty difficult for the sort of work that they're doing. And here, Paul says, I'm an agent of Christ to teach others the truth that leads to godliness. The word for godliness here is eusebia. Let me hear you say eusebia. That was weak, but I'm not going to judge you too harshly. Eusebia means good devotion. It is a way of engaging. Good devotion. It's a way of engaging. Paul wants to be one who helps others attain a mindset, a posture, a way of connecting to God and life and joy in others. And so how does this emerge? Paul says, through hope in life of the age to come. The message says, my aim is to raise hopes by pointing the way to life without end. The painting of the coming age, pointing to this eternal kind of life. That's the other word we're going to look at. The coming age is a very common phrase in the New Testament, and it's the phrase Zoe Ananeos. And we see this all over Paul's language. We see it all over Jesus' language. In fact, it's all over John and Acts as well. For example, in Luke 19, Jesus says, we should use our wealth to serve those who are immortal just like us. And in so doing, we are investing in our eternal home, our eternal dwelling in the Zoe Ananeos, the life of the age to come. There's a time a rich man comes to Jesus. He says, Master, how can I have eternal life? And the phrase he uses is Zoe Ananeos. How can I get in on this heavenly gig? Jesus is said to have the words of eternal life by Peter, and he uses that phrase. Jesus describes a last judgment where those who feed the hungry and care for the sick are ushered into the life of the age to come, into the Zoe Ananeos. And John 3:16 famously says that whoever believes in the Son, who is lifted up to heal the world, shall not perish, but have eternal life. Have the Zoe Ananeos, have the eternal kind of life that that characterizes heaven. That's going to come for the believer. And so here Paul says, my aim is to raise hopes by pointing the way to life without end, to the coming age. I'm pointing to the Zoe Ananeos. One writer says of this passage, when Paul announced that God had raised Jesus from the dead and installed him as king and Lord and Savior, he was introducing God's new age into the middle of this existing one. And that's the image. The Zoe Ananeos has come for us now. And now the power of God, seen in Jesus' resurrection, is spreading into all the world through those who give their whole lives and hearts to Christ. And Paul is a servant, an agent for promoting this kind of life, this kind of posture of heart. In a different letter, Ephesians, Paul prays for the readers. He says, "May the eyes of your heart be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance and his holy people and his incomparably great power for us who believe." That power is the same as the mighty strength God exerted when he raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Power! Jesus was dead, but is alive again and is given authority over all things. It's received. And the point that Paul makes in this prayer is that this kind of eternal life is for us now. It's not reserved for some future date after we're dead and buried. And Paul begins this letter opening that door and saying, here's the thing. We're going to talk about promoting the things that are most important to the heart of God in a difficult culture. We're going to encourage folks to take on a different posture, a different mindset, a different way of engaging God in life and joy in other people. And what we need to begin with first is that the life of the age to come is pursuing you and everyone else where you are. This is exactly the way Jesus thinks. When Jesus invites us to pray, he says, "Pray, our Father, who art in heaven, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let the heavenly life characterize everything that you're doing here and now." And Jesus is saying that eternal kind of life, the Zoe Anios, that should be forefront when you pray, when you go about all of your business, when you engage God, be reminded that this kind of life is for you now, because this is our posture, because this is the good devotion, because this is our mindset. We can engage all that's going on in the world right now outside our doors. We can live surrounded by the power that raised Jesus from the dead. We can embrace all of God's future promises as realities, even in the midst of really dark times like this. Throughout the Bible, there are promises that are said of God's presence, of God's reality, of God's protection, God speaking over those God loves. Words of affection and calm. And a lot of times these kinds of phrases are about, well, of course, that's how heaven is someday later on. And of course, that's the wrong way to think about all of this. No, these are for you. And these are for me right here, right now. So listen as the words of the scriptures, promises of God, are stated. I pulled out just a few. This is from Isaiah 40. It says, "God gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." And this is for us now. Exodus says, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." And this is for us now. God says, "I alone will uphold you with my right hand. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills removed, my unfailing love for you will never be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." And this is for you now. 2 Chronicles, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will heal their land." And this is for us now. The Lord himself, says Deuteronomy 31, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave or forsake you." And this is for us now. And here, as Paul begins this letter to someone going into hard spaces and times, needing encouragement, Paul says, "Grace and peace be yours in abundance from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is for us now. During this time, let's invite the life of heaven, the incomparably great power of God's future, into our present, that we might not only be shielded, be saved from our anxiety, but that we might thrive at this time.
Good morning, friends. I'm Jess. I'm one of the pastors here at Atlas. I am really missing seeing you all in person and having the chance to give you a hug, but I am really grateful for the opportunity we have to love each other well during this social distancing season. I had a very still meditative prayer planned for us this morning, and I found myself really struggling to do it. And I found it hard due to just an internal sense of almost a buzz, which I really think is a form of anxiety. So I would love for us to do something a bit differently this morning. It seems like anxiety is all around us. We don't know for sure what is happening right now. We don't know at all what the future holds, and most of us don't have any power to actually alter the outcome. And this sense of present fear without a productive outlet can be very hard on our minds, very hard on our emotions, and very hard on our body. So I would like to invite you, if you are able, to stand up, get off your couch, set down your phone, set down your coffee, and stand with your legs about shoulder width apart. Let us take 3 deep breaths in. Let us remind ourselves that we are breathing and we are alive. Feel the life flowing into your body and imagine the anxiety being breathed out. Lift your arms over your head and lean your head back. Let us look to the sky and remember that our hope comes from above, the creator of heaven and earth. Take in a deep breath, breathing in the presence of the divine and breathing out the anxiety holding us tight. Now reach toward the floor, breathing in as you stretch down, and then breathe out deeply and stretch just a bit farther. As you feel your back bend, let us remember that our God is near to those who feel the heavy weight of the world, is near to those who are brokenhearted. Let us breathe in deeply, holding this truth, and hold the breath and out. Stand on one foot, gently pull your heel toward your thigh using your hand. You can put a hand on a wall if you need to help stabilize yourself. Notice any stretching. Feel your muscles tighten. Feel the stretch. Breathe in and out. We have been given things to do, small acts that are ours. Switch your feet and gently pull your other heel to your thigh. Breathe in and out. What thing is yours to do today? Of all the pieces, of all the parts, what is the one small thing that is yours to do today? Breathe that in. Hold that thought. And out. Shake one foot and then shake the other. You don't have to do all the things. You don't have to hold all the weight. They are not yours. Hold that for a moment. They are not yours. Breathe in and out. Drop your chin to your chest. The divine holds you in celebration and in mourning. Move your ear to your shoulder. Your cries are heard. Your frustrations are heard. Your celebrations are heard. Move your other ear to your other shoulder. The divine hears when you have no words to say. Remember, you are heard. Now, I invite you to just move. Shake your arms, dance, punch, run. Feel your muscles move. Feel your energy move. Feel your heart rate go up. Feel your respiratory rate go up. You were created by the divine for such a time as this. You are loved, you are held, and you are valuable. And when you feel that anxiety pressing in on you, remember the one that holds you. God, I thank you for this amazing community of folks that is committed to loving each other well during this time. We hold our prayers and our fears to you because you are all and you are big enough for it all. Let us be in touch with the wisdom that is had for us. Let us be gracious to ourselves and to others. And let us breathe in your life that surrounds us. Let it be so. Love you, folks. Take care of yourselves. Talk to you soon.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea the clouds. shall descend, even so.
I want to give a special shout out to Hayden Farr for helping record all of our music over the last couple of weeks. Everything sounded great, and we're really grateful for the work that you're doing. So thanks a lot. And thanks to everyone who's contributing to the work that we're doing. It's great to be part of our community. So may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.